This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the charitable nature of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. Now, in today's lesson, I want to talk about the charity of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. This was a quality that Al-Imam Al-Hussein portrayed and he had during his lifetime, during the period that he lived in this world. Charity was one of the greatest qualities of the father of humanity, Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, because his eminence was the refuge of the poor and the destitute and the support of everyone who was going through hard times. And his eminence used to satisfy and please all those who approached him for help. Now, Kamaluddin bin Talha says that it had become famous that his eminence used to welcome guests with great respect and gave to anyone who asked him anything. Anyone who came for help to him, Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam did his best and tried so much he could, he helped them directly. So he used to be kind to his relatives. He used to help those who appealed him for it. Now, he provided clothes to the needy. He fed the hungry people. He forgave his debtors, the one who took debts from him. He forgave them. He helped the weak. He was so much concerned also for the orphans and make the needy ones needless. So whenever he received any funds, he used to distribute them to the needy. This was how much charitable Imam Hussein was. He used to practice a lot the quality of charity. He used to give a lot. Now, these good qualities of kindness, charity, and the benevolence are such that only those having the perfect morals possess it. Al-Imam Al-Hussein here describes and he portrays to us that he is having the best of the morals. He is perfect in terms of his morals. And indeed, he's showing us that his grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught him well. Thank you so much for listening. We're coming back in a few minutes.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
So welcome back again. We're talking about the charity, the quality of charity in Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. He was such a leader who had this particular quality, and he used to give a lot. He used to share a lot to the needy. Whoever needed help from him, he was helping him to the full capacity. The historians are stating that His Eminence Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam carried sacks full of bread and victuals and some money in the darkness of the night on his shoulders to homes of widows. You know, he used to help widows. So he used to carry all these bags of money and bread and food, and he used to carry it around in the night so that they wouldn't even know that he's helping them. So he used to carry these bags to the doors of the houses, and he was sharing it to them. Now, he was also carrying all these things to the orphans, the houses of the orphans and the destitute, you know, till it left scars on his shoulders. You know, his shoulders had scars because he used to carry, like, you know, a bag or a sack that used to have food in it, and he was, you know, sharing it around. This was how he portrayed his charity. This how Imam Hussein portrayed that he's really owning this particular quality of charity. He used to give a lot, and this is what our leaders or anyone of this time who's reading about the life of Al-Imam Hussein needs to teach himself from this particular qualities. Thank you so much for listening. Inshallah, until next episode, we'll meet again. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the